peace and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the gospel reading. Please be seated. Well, brothers and sisters, as we all know, Jesus does and says things that trouble people, especially in the text, the chief priests and the elders, who were the most religious people in those days. Who in the world does Jesus think he is? That's what they ask. In Capernaum, he looks a cripple in the eye and dares to say, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And when the religious authorities are scandalized by such talk, Jesus ratchets it up even more by declaring, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on the earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." Do you remember that? Who does he think he is? God? Only God can forgive sins. And this Jesus, you remember, rode into Jerusalem like he's the messianic king of Israel amidst the cries of Hosanna and waving palm branches. What nerve! Marches right into the temple, you remember. Remember? Overturned the tables of money and kicked out the sacrifice sellers. What audacity! Calls the temple his father's house, and he preaches and teaches as if he owns the place. So Jesus, who do you think you are? By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? Now they ask, not out of faith, but out of unbelief. They hate Jesus, and they want to get rid of him. By what authority? Let's delve into that word authority for just a moment, shall we? The word authority has in its context authorization or permission. Permission is granted by another who is greater to act. So when someone is authorized, he is permitted to do or to say certain things, right? Yes, that's right. Like when a sheriff authorizes or permits someone to be a deputy sheriff. And when the deputy does his duties, he does it in the sheriff's stead and with the sheriff's permission, right? That's right. And so similarly, John the Baptist. Where did he receive authority to baptize and preach repentance? From God or from man? We know the answer. It's from God. God authorized John to baptize and preach. So when John did those divinely authorized deeds, God was actually doing it through, yes, that's right, John. Even though the chief priests and elders won't dare admit it. Because then they would have to admit what else? They would also have to admit our Lord's own divine authority. Let me give an example of what authority is. When I, as your pastor, speak the absolution here at Trinity, it's done by the command and in the stead of Christ himself. And it's done by Christ's authority. Matthew 16, Matthew 18, John 20. In other words, Jesus permits the speaking of the absolution to be done. He stands behind it. He wants it to be heard. Remember what he said in Luke 24? Preach repentance for the forgiveness of sin. However, by what authority does Jesus do and say what he does and says? It's divine authority. It is the authority of his Father. Jesus is the authorized representative of his Father. Jesus is the Father's sent one, sent to be the Savior of the world in the way of a Good Friday. The Father permits this. The Father approves of it. The Father delights in it. You remember at Jesus' transfiguration, the Father declared, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." You also know that Jesus has divine authority because of his works. For example, he heals the sick. He raises the dead. He casts out demons. He stills the storm on the lake. He feeds 5,000. We know that he has divine authority by his words as well, because his sermons amazed. They marveled at his sermons. He taught as one who, remember, what's it say in the Bible? Jesus taught who one who had authority. Jesus declared like no one to proclaim, You heard it said by teachers of old, but I say to you. Jesus simply taught on his own authority. He categorically claimed his teaching was the Father's teaching. Read John's Gospel, you'll find that out. And let's not forget what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19. What did he say? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All authority. And so we don't question it. We know the Father is good with that. And so we are too. The question of authority from the religious authorities came out of, I said, their stubborn and bullish unrepentance. And you know when they asked this question of Jesus? When did they ask this? It's during Holy Week. At the temple, the place of sacrifice. In a few short days, what would happen? Yes, Jesus would answer the authority question once and for all by his Good Friday death and his Easter Sunday resurrection. That's the sign he offers to the world. Yes, his death, his resurrection. And by these unique events in the history of the world, Jesus shows that all authority in heaven and on earth has indeed been given to him. It is the authority to save the world from death and decay. It is the authority to forgive all sin of every sinner. It is the authority to bestow life, eternal life. He has the authority to be your Savior. So, brothers and sisters, it's time for all of us to repent. It is time for us to turn away from the sin of not trusting in Jesus. It is time for us to stop questioning Jesus' authority. It is to turn away from saying, "By what authority, Jesus? Who do you think you are?" And it's time to turn to Jesus, the Good Friday-ly crucified and Easter Sunday-ly risen one, because he is who he says he is. Therefore, today, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one to whom all authority in heaven and on earth has been given, authoritatively tells you today that he died for you, that all your sin is forgiven. Today, with all authority, Jesus feeds you, his baptized children, his body and blood, in, with, and under the bread and wine, with his authoritative promise, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. And he also says this in John 6, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." And to such authority and to such authoritative divine promises, faith says what? Faith says, "Thank you. Gift given, gift received. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen." Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.